everybody. So we're so excited today. We are here to talk to another Hallmark Channel actor. We're talking to Mark Taylor today on the Hallmark Hughes podcast. And I am Rachel, and I am so grateful to have this chance to talk to you. Thanks so much, Mark, for coming on the podcast.
No, it's all good. Thanks for bringing me on.
Yeah. So what we like to do when we bring somebody on the podcast, we like to just ask you to introduce yourself and let us know what inspired you to get into acting.
Well, my name is Mark Taylor. And what inspired me to get into acting? Well, basically, I was just graduating from high school. And I didn't have any work, so I was looking for a job. And I was doing a fashion show, actually, and the person who organized the whole show, you know, had a list to be able to audition to be in a new TV series, you know, so it wasn't like it was something that I was looking to get into, you know, so I don't know, my friend just said, try it, you know, so I signed up and then, you know, they sent me some sides and I prepared and took the bus and the train downtown to go audition, and I got it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I got started. And the casting director who brought me in, you know, she liked my work, and she knew about different auditions going on in the city, you know, just because casting directors know each other, and so she would just get me in on auditions, and she'd be like, Mark, go to this audition happening down here at this time, and I just kept booking roles. And then eventually she put me onto an agent. She said, go check out this agency. And I went down there, read for them, and they took me on. So then she didn't have to be my agent anymore. I got a real agent, mm-hmm. you know, so mm-hmm. that's kind of how it got started.
Cool.
And just kept going. Yeah.
So you grew up in Canada?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Great. So you ended up really finding something that you kind of found your passion by accident.
it just kind of happened, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of happened.
It's cool.
Fit nicely.
That's great. Well, did you grow up watching a lot of movies? Were you a big...
Yeah, I watched movies. I wouldn't say I watched a lot of movies. Uh-huh. I was a real active kid. Outside a lot, playing sports and, you know, running around, riding bikes and stuff like that.
Yeah. So your first role was with this show, Student Bodies. And I love animation. So I was curious about this show. So it's like hybrid, both animation and live action. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't actually my first show. My first show was a show called Straight Up, and that was more like a rock.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the first. That was my first audition that I went on that I was telling you about.
Oh.
So that was more, gritty, kind of edgy, raw drama miniseries, you know? So that was kind of the perfect start for me being a non-actor. They give us a lot of freedom and, you know, we got to, like, I guess you could say ad lib a lot. You know, they try to stick us to the storyline. But Student Bodies came like soon after.
Okay.
And that was animation. It was a sitcom, and it was animation mixed with real life. So basically, we have the real life, and then the lead guy in the show, he was a writer, like a comic writer. So we would just go into his mind. Certain situations would happen, and we would see how he was thinking about it from his point of view, because he had kind of like an animation kind of thought process, you know? So we'd go in his head and see what he was thinking about a certain situation and what happened. So his version of it. So it would just be like a funny animated version of what he thought. So all the characters, the main characters, had animated versions of ourselves.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it was fun.
Yeah. That sounds really cool. That sounds really fun. I animation is my first love, even before Hallmark.
Okay.
I love animated films, and so or TV shows or anything like that. So that sounds neat. That sounds So was that cool to do both the voice acting and the live, you know, live action acting, to do both?
Yeah. Because they were really, like, you know, it was kids show, but it was also mature stuff too, you know. So they did some funny stuff with it. So it was fun to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was such a good time on set. You know, it was just, you know, comedies are just like, everything's a joke, you know. So
very lighthearted.
Very light, and we really bonded, and we actually shot that in an actual high school.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. So instead of having trailers and stuff like that, we had like classrooms that we'd go to, and they divided one big classroom into the boys' room, and then the girls had their room. So we had a good time.
Cool. Great. Yeah, that sounds interesting. So you had a role in the feature film, Cinderella Man, the Ron Howard movie?
Yeah.
So what was that like?
That was quite an experience. I mean, you know what? It was great to meet Ron.
Uh-huh.
He was really, really nice, you know? And it was great to meet Russell too. You know, he had his moments. He was Russell, you know, Russell's kind of wild. So, you know, he was doing some wild stuff, and you know, we kind of got into some wild situations. I was his sparring partner, and we had some scenes that he didn't really want to choreograph. He kind of just wanted to wing it, because he'd been training for like 8 months as a boxer, you know, so he had all the real boxers training him. He was going through sparring sessions, and he did a lot of his training in Australia and stuff like that. So, you know, he was really into it.
Uh-huh.
And I got really into it too. So that was one of the things that I really took from the show, was they brought in the trainer, to train me, Dexter Delves. And we just stayed friends, you know? So yeah, to this day, we still train. Actually, I'm still going to go train with him today, actually. So, but it was very interesting shoot. Yeah. It was fun though. It lasted a long time, because apparently Russell kept getting hurt.
Oh.
So the shoot went on longer, you know, than it was supposed to, but it was great. And, you know, Russell was like, he's crazy, but he was also really cool. Like he got us gear. He got us massages one time.
Oh, so,
yeah. It was a good experience.
I think that movie would have done way better if they'd given it a different name. Cinderella Man.
What do you think the name should have been?
Just something not with Cinderella in the name. Like, it just makes it sound like a ballet movie or something.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
Like something like Cinderella.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like a boxing name, even though that was his nickname, I think, or there was reasons they named it that, but I don't know. I just think it doesn't scream. If you just hear Cinderella Man, like, you think it's going to be a Cinderella movie. It just sounds. So I think that, because it's a really good movie. I would say it's underrated. You know, you've got Renee Zellweger in there. She's
good.
Paul Giamatti is great in it. Crow's really good. And the boxing's really good. I don't know. It's not my favorite title.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like throws you off a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You were in you had some, a role in Being Erica, which is kind of Hallmark adjacent. Show with and which is a lot of people in the Hallmark fandom really enjoy. You know, Erin Karpluck, she's been in a number of them. So was that fun to be a part of?
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it was more for me working with the actors. I was like in maybe three episodes, I think.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I didn't really have that much time on the show. But it was cool to hang out with the actors. Erin was really nice, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was just cool. I didn't really spend that much time on the show though.
There, fair enough. Okay. So, and you have a show this year called Insomnia that aired. What is that show about? That seemed like an intriguing idea.
It is very intriguing. It's an insane script. Insane story. It's actually 8 episodes. So, when I read it, I was like, wow, this is like one of those scripts that you read and you're like, whoa, this is going to be good, you know?
Uh-huh.
So we shot it in Russia. It actually kind of reminds me of The Hunger Games.
Mm.
But it's set in like the city. So it's going to have a different set of rules. So basically, you know, Hunger Games, you're seeking and destroying. You're trying to kill everyone else and you're trying to be the lone survivor. So basically it's like that. But seeing how it's set in the city, you have to abide by the rules of the game and also by the rules of the government. So if you kill someone and the police officer sees you or you get caught or whatever, then you're going to face the consequences. So what happens is they put a bracelet on your arm. So they can inject you with a lethal injection anytime you break the rules.
Mm.
If you get caught by the police or in any situation that they don't allow, they'll inject you and you'll die. But also when you kill someone, so basically you're not allowed to sleep. That's why it's called insomnia. If you fall asleep, they'll also inject you with something that will kill you. When you kill someone, they inject you with something like adrenaline that will keep you awake. So that's also an incentive to kill the other players because it helps you to stay awake so you don't die.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then basically it's all entertainment for a certain group of rich people to bet on because they're all watching it unfold because there's cameras everywhere.
Oh.
They're watching the game unfold. They're betting on who they think is going to win, who's going to die next. It's entertainment for them. So that's basically the whole premise of the story. And so it's pretty crazy, you know, a lot of action and
How does your character get involved in this game?
Well, my character is, he's kind of like the orchestrator in a way. I'm like, say you could think of the Oscars where, you know, you're cutting away from this shot to that shot. Go to this camera, go to that camera, get that reaction, get this, get that. So basically I'm the one saying, okay, go to this camera and let's see what's going on with these two players over here. Okay, come around here. I think something exciting is going to happen over here. Let's get it over here. So I'm basically like that.
You're like a director.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Kinda. Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
So it was fun. It was really fun. Yeah. So we had, we had the main players, the main characters who were the players. And then we also had the people who were doing the betting, the big money people, the crazy cast. So it was good. I was hanging out with the crazy cast most of the time, and they were actually some real crazy characters in real life. So it was fun. Yeah.
And you're like, it's getting a little close to, too close to home here.
Oh, yeah. Very, very close. That's there was funny. No difference, basically.
Yeah. Cool. Great. Well, let's talk about your upcoming Hallmark movie. So we're very excited. Memories of Christmas. Can you, without giving away too much, can you tell us a little bit about it?
It's about a woman who has dedicated her adult life to her work. Brings her back to her hometown.
Uh-huh.
That she has kind of forgotten about or just haven't given the time to.
At least the summary on Hallmark says, I guess she returns home and finds out that her mother had been hiring somebody to decorate her house or something. Mm-hmm. And so she's gonna decorate the house by herself or something like that.
So did they give you any details on her mother?
Just a late mother. It just says when she inherits her late mother's house, she finds out.
All right.
Yeah. So
So basically her mom died a year and a half ago. So her mother has kind of started a tradition in the town. and there's like a party. So she goes back home for this party, and that's where she meets, you know, my character, Dave Beckman, and I'm basically her mother has been a big part of my life, and then I was kind of in a bad place before I came to this town, and her mom was a big part in, you know, brightening up my life again and helping me find purpose in my life again. And so she comes back home, and that's where we kind of meet. You know, there's this tradition of decorating and showing affection and caring to everyone in the neighborhood, and it's something, a tradition that her mother kind of started. So I'm just kind of carrying on the mother's tradition and, you know, decorating and stuff like that. And it happens to be her house and I'm decorating, and that's how we kind of meet.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So does she kind of hate Christmas? Is she sort of bitter about Christmas, or?
She kind of has bad memories of Christmas. Go there, go the title, you know? But I guess coming home and being in the community, being around the people and being around me, we kind of show her a different side of it. And like when I say bad memories of Christmas, just like as a kid and, you know, you have to be putting up decorations and decorating and doing all this kind of work. Yeah. She wanted to be doing other things like other kids.
Right.
But her mom is so, you know, her mom was such a lover of Christmas and decorations and the Christmas spirit. She kind of felt cheated. But she comes back home now, and we kind of show her the whole different perspective of what her mother really meant by doing all this stuff. So she, it's kind of like an eye opener for her.
Yeah.
You know? And so, yeah.
That sounds really sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be really sweet. So that must have been fun to shoot with Christina Milian.
Oh, yeah. When I thought it was Christina, I was like, wow. I was happy when I saw her picture. It was fun. She's so fun, you know, and she's cool. She's down to earth, and she's like, you know, she likes to joke around and stuff like that. And we both felt like we had good chemistry, you know. So that was another fun part about it. It's always good to, you know, when you have chemistry with someone and you really feel like you're there in the moment and discovering in the moment, you know.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt like that's how our interaction was.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, yeah, we're really excited to have her, bring her into the Hallmark family.
right, yeah.
Hallmark leading ladies family. We're
good.
Really
excited. She's a good one.
Cool, and
she's,
you got
a good one to have her.
Yeah, her name is Noelle, which is
right.
Very promising for a Christmas movie. You didn't have to shoot this in the summer, though, right?
No.
Are in the summer, so it wasn't too too hot trying to pretend to be cold, like a lot.
Right. Yeah. No, it wasn't too bad.
Oh, that's good. And you were in Vancouver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fun. Cool. Well, we're definitely really excited to see it. I think it sounds very sweet. The director, he's done a number of Hallmark movies. Recommend Christmas last year, which was one of my favorites. I really enjoyed that. And he's doing his Christmas Eve also this year. And this, so that must've been fun to work with him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like he had a real understanding of the story. He's just a nice guy, you know? You know, we got to talk a little bit before we started shooting. He's just a nice guy. He told me about his son and, you know, his family and stuff like that, and how much, you know, he loves his son. And then it's because his son is in kind of in the same field as him, you know. So he was just explaining to me, you know, the challenges of it and how he can kind of be a mentor. So the good parts of it too, you know.
Yeah.
But he just knows the story. So he kept us on track when he felt like we were drifting away from, you know, what the point of certain scenes were and the story. And he just kind of like gave us good direction.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, right, exactly, you know. So he just kind of knew it like effortlessly.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Yeah, I would kind of say, you know.
Yeah.
It just couldn't happen.
Was it kind of surreal to be in like Christmas, like in October? It's going to be,
Yeah. I heard other people on set saying it too, that they just kind of forgot that we really felt like we were there in Christmas, and, you know, they had the fake snow going and the ice, and it's like, some scenes you really felt like, oh, it's winter. It's winter time. It's Christmas time. Yeah. It was so weird.
Cool. Oh, great. Well, that's one thing that Hallmark certainly knows how to do, is bring in the Christmas magic, Christmas spirit. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Definitely. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, great. Well, we're really excited to see it. And so we like to end off our interviews with some fun questions. Okay. Just silly, and this is our kind of our holiday edition of a question. So first question, what is your favorite holiday drink? So you can say hot cocoa or whatever it is that you like.
Kind of a battle between apple cider and nut and eggnog.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go with apple cider.
Yeah. Good. All right. So your favorite holiday cookie or treat?
Holiday cookie or treat? I always like apple pie, apple crumble with some ice cream.
Yum.
Kind of like my go-to.
Yeah, that's delicious. All right. What is your favorite Christmas carol or song?
Noel.
Oh, good one. First Noel. Yeah, that's a good one. All right. Your favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite Christmas movie? Lately, I've been watching Elf with a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love Elf. It's so funny because everybody in that movie just plays it completely straight. There's nobody who's kind of James Caan is so brilliant casting in that. I love when he goes to the coffee shop and it's like, you did it. You're the world's best coffee. Congrats. Yeah, good choice. That one's a lot of fun. And Ed Asner, he's great as Santa. Okay, what is your favorite holiday tradition that you have to do every year?
Whoa, favorite holiday tradition?
You just like to mix it up every year.
I don't know if we have a holiday tradition other than just the family getting together, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's probably it right there.
That's a good one. You got to get together. Yeah. That can be the most stressful part of Christmas, but it can also be the best.
Right, exactly, you know.
Yeah.
Both.
Okay, what's a memorable Christmas gift that you've either given or received?
I can think of those car sets when you piece together the road track.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's like a long track, and you put together all the parts of the road, and it's like a little raceway.
Yeah.
I used to love those. Yeah.
Those are fun. Yeah. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. So either or, what would you prefer, Scrooge or the Grinch?
Oh, I think I'll go with the Grinch.
Grinch.
Yeah. Makes me think of Jim Carrey.
Yeah. All right. Clear lights or colored on your tree?
Ooh. I think the clear lights have a certain kind of classiness about them.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I agree. I'm team clear light as well. All right. Are you a good gift wrapper or not so much?
I would say that I wouldn't say I'm a good gift wrapper. I would not say that. I know some mad rappers. I know some real good gift rappers.
Yeah.
I'm not good. I would say I'm somewhere between a 6 and a 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably in that same range. If I really focus on it, I can make it look good. But a lot of times I'm in a rush, and so then it looks terrible, or I just use a gift bag.
That's exactly where I'm at.
Yeah. All right. Snowman or snowball fight?
Ooh. I have to go with the snowball fights because I remember, as a kid, we used to build those forts and the whole grade at school, we'd have huge snowball fights. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that can be fun. All right. Last question. Do you have an ugly sweater? Do you do ugly sweaters party?
I have, I don't have any like ugly Christmas sweaters. I have ugly regular sweaters that I actually wear in public that people have to tell me don't wear that.
They're like, the theming is over. That's just fun at Christmas.
Right.
That's funny.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. So there you go. You passed the test. That is all of the fun questions there for.
Right.
Yeah, you did great. Well, it's been really great talking with you and getting to know you, and definitely very excited for the movie, and we will definitely be live tweeting it, and we'll be talking about it, and it'll be great. So congratulations on finishing it, and thanks so much for coming on the podcast. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's all good. It was cool.
So do you have social media that you'd like to share or anything like that?
Oh yeah, I have, my Instagram is therealmarktaylor7.
Okay.
And my Twitter, I haven't been using it that much lately. I think it's, @_marktaylor_. I haven't been on it lately.
Okay, great. Well, I will have all that information in the description section. People want to follow you online, they can. And and make sure that you're following the podcast, Helmerke's Pod, on Instagram, Twitter, all of our social media. We're covering Countdown to Christmas, all 37 films, backwards and forwards on the podcast. So do make sure you're following us. And if you can leave your reviews on iTunes, we really appreciate it. And thanks again, Mark. We really appreciate you coming on the podcast.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.